We now have a wave of crime stories. A burglar was caught because police were able to identify the footprints from his Nike trainers. A paedophile was trapped by a specialised group who duped him into thinking he was meeting a young girl. A daughter who stole £8,000 from her mother has said she will pay it all back. And watchdogs are warning people to look out for cold callers trying to sell home alarms. These alarming stories follow.
The distinctive footprint of a Nike trainer helped police snare a man who burgled a trio of homes on the outskirts of Norwich. Tommy Kroll, 47, of no fixed address, admitted breaking into homes in Beauthorpe and Mile Cross in September of last year, in which he stole jewellery, electrical items and cash. The key piece of evidence that helped police in their investigation was the distinctive hexagonal tread of his Nike trainers, which left identical footprints in all three homes.
A paedophile hunter group snared a 38-year-old man at Norwich bus station after duping him into thinking he was meeting up with a 12-year-old girl, a court heard. Daniel Freeman thought he was talking to a 12-year-old girl online, but in fact it was a woman from a paedophile hunter group called Net Justice, Norwich Crown Court heard. Chris Yule, prosecuting, said Freeman engaged in sexual chat with the girl and offered to send her a naked photo of himself, but one was never sent. Freeman, who gave his real name as Daniel, agreed to meet up with the girl at the Surrey Street bus depot on February the 3rd, 2018, but instead was confronted by members of the paedophile hunter group. The group live-streamed what was happening and posted it on Facebook. Police were called in and, in interview with Freeman, admitted he was going to meet up with the girl, but said he was just going to go shopping with her and have lunch, and maybe take her to see Norwich Castle. Freeman, of no fixed address, admitted attempting to engage in sexual communication with a child. Judge Stephen Holt imposed a 24-month community order and placed him on the sex offenders list for 5 years. He also made him subject to a 5-year sexual harm prevention order for 5 years. Judge Holt accepted Freeman had not tried to groom anyone and made full admissions to police. He said the best point in his favour was that Freeman had sought help for his difficulties.
A daughter who stole more than £8,000 from her vulnerable elderly mother has taken out a loan so she can pay every penny back, a court has heard. Benita Mills, aged 60, helped look after the finances of her 79-year-old mother when she developed dementia, but used her mother's bank card to withdraw cash for herself and pay for items such as home insurance and orders from Amazon, Norwich Crown Court heard. Robert Warner, prosecuting, said the thefts were discovered when suspicious transactions were noticed on the mother's account by other family members. Mr. Warner said police were informed, and when interviewed, Mills admitted taking £8,300 of her mother's cash, but offered to pay back all the money she had taken. Sentencing her, Judge Catherine Moore said it was a breach of trust and imposed a 3-month jail sentence suspended for 18 months. She said that Mills should repay the cash and there would be a further hearing to confiscate the cash on February the 14th. She told Mills, "You let yourself and your mother down very badly."
Watchdogs have warned people to be wary of a cold caller who has targeted people in Norfolk trying to sell home alarms. Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards has issued the warning about the telephone cold calls. During the call, the cold caller made a number of claims about their alarm system, including that they were working with the police and later that they were approved by the police. The cold caller then attempted to make an appointment for a home visit. A spokesman for Norfolk Trading Standards said, "We advise always to be very wary of any approach made in a telephone cold call and never give or confirm any personal details or agree to someone visiting your home if approached in this manner."